You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm just looking at this picture that Scott Stantis posted on his Facebook page. I didn't realize that they had their posters, the Jacob Meister posters, all over the studio. It's pretty clever. They got it all over.
Yes, it's everywhere.
I think that we've cleared out. No, it's great. How exciting to be running for office. And that's a.
You ever thought of running for office?
Absolutely. I wanted to run for alderman in my 45th ward about 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe 6 years ago.
And
I got distracted. There was something good on TV. and I was watching like an episode of Grey's Anatomy. I was like, whatever. No, the alderman who was in the office didn't seem to be going anywhere. And by the time I thought about it, John Arena had gathered a rather good candidacy, and
you thought about this seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
How serious? I mean,
not seriously enough. Like, I asked a friend of mine who actually had been running for, I believe, state treasurer at the time, and I asked him, like, you know, and he didn't think it was. Again, I was talking about this earlier when someone says, "No, you don't really want to do that," and I go, "Okay." Like, I guess I didn't really want it then. Like, if you really want something, you just do it.
Yeah.
So, which is how I did stand-up comedy. I'm doing the things that I actually wanted to do. Everything else, right? If someone can sort of, you know, sort of push me in another direction, that's my fault, not theirs, right?
Right.
So, that's it.
Okay.
I didn't do it. How about you? Have you ever thought about running?
I still think about it. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Janine, my wife, says no.
There you go. So that's on you and not on her, though. That's if you don't want to do it.
Well, I don't want, you know.
You don't want to disrupt your marriage?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
What would you run for?
I was actually approached to run for state legislature when I lived in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very serious with some people with some money and some insight. And I passed. But I'd love to run for something.
Would you consider running for something in Illinois?
Sure.
All right. I'll see what I can do with Jeannie.
Do you mind?
Yeah, no.
Well, $5,000, I can get a job apparently in the county clerk's office.
Yeah, there you go. So you watched the entire debate?
I did not watch the entire one. I had to cut it off.
Did you watch the Democrats?
I listened to it. It's weird. I work and I turn it on the interwebs and stream it that way. And so I listened to it. And it was substantive. It was interesting. They're two different, very Hillary and Bernie are two really different candidates. It's interesting.
It was. I didn't watch the entire thing. I know that there was a lot of. I think that from what I hear, it came to a complete standstill when they asked Hillary what she planned on doing if she was indicted. I guess
I know she takes the fifth. Oh my God, that's a strategy for a debate.
Yeah.
It just brought everything home that people think about her. But the
Well, because it's a slippery, like the conversation in that situation of whether or not the email accounts and all these different things, like it seems more like an interview question than a debate question.
It was, but there's so many better ways, 1,000 better ways to answer the question than the way she did.
Like you've got to be prepared for it.
She said, "Listen,
yes.
I agree with Bernie. I'm tired of talking about the damn emails."
Okay, fair enough.
You know, no, I'm saying that's what she could have said.
That's what I'm saying. That could have been an answer.
You would have gotten a big laugh. And
right.
Do you have anything to add? Nope.
Right. Just stand there. It's not like and it's weird too because they're not going after each other the same way the previous Republican debates have been. Right? Which one's been your favorite?
Sorry, rolling in your eyes on radio just doesn't work, does it?
The sigh works.
That's the Stantis sigh. It's become famous within my family.
Oh, good.
And people who marry into it.
It's just dripping with
it's horrible.
All different
it's
kinds
horrible.
Of
no,
unspoken things.
Can I cut to a question I have for you?
Yes.
Can I read a short list? I have a list.
Oh, dear. Okay,
who does this sound like? And then what am I describing? Mm-hmm. Cult of the Leader. Cult of Dynamic Movement, otherwise known as dynamism, militaristic, scapegoating, overtone or undertones of violence, and state control of the economy. Particularly trade.
Right. But then this is the thing, it does sound like Trump to me, right?
Do you know what that's a description of?
I'm guessing, what's a description of?
Fascism.
Okay. Yeah. But people don't see it that way. They see it as a change, as somebody who is not a career politician, who says things that they want, that they wish they could say. So I guess they're drawn to fascism, the folks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that.
But they wouldn't agree with
you. I'm saying that I'm getting precariously close to using a word I have never used in my entire career. Because I love history.
Do we need a dump button?
No. Okay. No, I've used those words a lot.
Oh, no.
Is this guy a fascist? And I think that given this definition, which is the classic definition of what fascism is in the early 20th century definition, this guy is.
So Cult of
Cult of the Leader, mm-hmm. Cult of Dynamic Movement.
So Cult of the Leader, let's live there for a second. So that is being drawn to somebody who sort of evokes
emotion, the self. There's no specifics. There's no deep knowledge of the issues other than to approach them from a purely emotional standpoint.
Right. And he said, though, in this debate today that he's not encouraging violence. He's not encouraging this kind of behavior. That's not that he doesn't want people to get hurt. Although there are bad people that come to his rallies. And they just, and when he says things like, I want to punch them in the face because.
Right. Well, and that comes back to the overtone or undertone of
violent
language.
Yeah. That's not an undertone. I want to punch somebody in the face. There's right. No undertones. There's no subtlety.
No,
there.
Subtlety has never been Donald Trump's forte.
I could shoot somebody in the face.
Right.
And my followers would still like me.
Yes.
But they don't see any problem with that.
No.
And in fact, it seems to attract more followers.
Dude, I cannot tell you. This goes someplace that I have never experienced in my entire life. And I think as a student of history, I cannot point to anything in American history that comes remotely close. Yes, there have been contentious elections. Yes, there have been horrible and ugly things said.
Right.
You know, Grover Cleveland, ma, ma, where's my pa? Gone to the White House. Ha, ha, ha. That was the bane of
war. Yeah, I remember that one. We used to sing that in grade school.
Grover Cleveland. Who can forget Grover?
Who can forget that one?
Two non-consecutive terms. But he fathered a child out of wedlock. He also happened to marry his ward, a girl he raised. And when she turned 20, he
So Woody Allen's not the first high-profile person.
He is not. No, okay, he's not a big, fat president.
Okay. Yeah.
So this...
There have been, what you're saying is in other elections, there has been significant idiocy. And craziness.
Oh, sure. But the candidates themselves had some...
Merit?
Yeah. Some lucidity about their thinking. They had some merit to what they were talking about. It was a...
But he's a successful businessman. And we need this country to be run like a business.
You know what that reminds me of? Did you ever see the movie? No one saw this movie. Mm-hmm. But in case you happen to... It's called Inc. I-N-C.
Okay.
And Eddie Albert is the... plays a head of a major defense contractor, and he's flying around with his junior executives in a helicopter looking over this massive sprawling plant. He goes, just look at it. I came to the city with only $60 million in my pocket. Now look.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
That's Trump. His daddy handed him an empire.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't screw it up.
And many of the successful things that he's had have been because of the putting his name on things. Like when he says he has employees in Hawaii, he doesn't employ anybody because he doesn't actually own that hotel.
Right.
It just has his name on it.
Right. He rebrands things, the steaks.
Right. They use his name to
exactly.
And banks want to keep giving him money because his buildings do well based on the cult of personality.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And on the backs of all the people who probably run it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all legal immigrants, no mm-hmm. doubt.
No doubt. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff about how we have bad deals around the world and we got a bad deal with China and we've got to raise the tariffs on.
Think about that. That is a brilliant, brilliant tactic on his part because he wrote a book. So he must know what he's talking about mm-hmm. called The Art of the Deal. So he must know how to make an Iranian arms deal. He'd know how to make... Mideast peace, which he also brought up.
Did you hear him talk about how he's got Jewish friends?
Yes.
He started talking about his policy in the Middle East. I have Jewish friends.
They're not Israeli. They're New York. They're Jews, and they must like
Israel. He really yeah. threw that one down. I have some Jewish friends.
So are they going to be in the cabinet? Like he's just going to bring them along?
Only if they're kosher, I guess.
I have no idea. These are waters we've never navigated before.
This is
strange. So is he a fascist? Let me ask you this. I'll ask you straight out, Patty Vasquez.
Well, can you be a fascist without did very well, thank you. I've been practicing all week, just rocking back and forth. Vasquez. I just see you in the corner and your wife's asking you. I have to be ready for Patty's show. You've had 2 weeks. I was in the Marines last week, so you didn't have a chance. I had the night off on Thursday.
I bet you didn't correct them if they mispronounced it, did you?
Nobody mispronounced my name. And if they know, I always do. I always say it's Vasquez. Yeah.
So a drill sergeant's going, Vasquez!
Yeah. No, nobody.
Squad and give me 20!
I was looking forward to that moment. Just going, excuse me, it's actually Vasquez. No, nobody.
Oh, yeah, that would have been awesome.
We actually had a, but no, so.
Is Donald Trump a fascist?
So does he have to know that he's a fascist or does he have to be?
No, actually he doesn't.
Right, so he just.
Isn't that interesting?
Of fascist behavior.
Yes.
Then yes. I would think so. Yeah. Invoking or causing emotions of violence, the desire to inflict violence on others. Did you see that there was a young man in Tennessee who was early enrolled for the Marines? He was going through their early training program to sort of get ready physically. And he posted a picture of himself at one of the rallies yelling at a black woman as they were throwing her out. And he was very proud of that. And they have banned him from the Marines because the Marines are, honor, courage, commitment.
Yeah.
And there's nothing honorable about yelling at a woman who is clearly being, people are, and here's the thing about Donald Trump saying that a lot of these protesters, they're horrible. They're really bad people. How, because they're at your rally saying, does your rally have to be only people who agree with you?
Well, it's disruptive and it's meant to be. And I get that, but get them the hell out of here.
Right. But I mean, like, I've never seen, I mean, I'm sure that there are candidates who have wanted to get rid of those people, but they've handled themselves more civilly.
Yeah.
Although there wasn't, when was that guy? Don't tase me, dude. When was that one?
Oh, gosh. Now you're.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I know history. I don't know the things that happened like in this decade. Yeah. What are you, nuts?
It makes me nervous. It has always made me uncomfortable because
How did you know? Honest to goodness.
I think a lot of it had that he was going to do this well.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it really does have to, I would say social media has, the things that I've seen over the last 6 years in regards to whether it's liberals or, I remember when Mitt Romney was running and he said that we're going to, there's a clip, I actually have a small video that we put on YouTube called Patty's Point of View about the war on women. And I posted one thing about Mitt Romney when he, remember the binders of women in that debate?
Yes, binders.
And I made a joke about that. And I had a guy go off on me on Facebook just with all this ugliness. And all I had done was made one joke that felt like that he took, and there was so much anger. And this is four years ago when during that campaign. I think that there's been enough anger and hostility that I've seen expressed on Facebook. They've been waiting. I mean, when people are saying this, Mitch McConnell and a lot of other Michael Steele who've said that Donald Trump does not represent the Republican Party. This is always kind of what I've heard. And believe me, from the liberals, from the Democrats, I'm not all that thrilled with either party. I wish that there was a third party that we could all kind of, meet in the middle.
Are you sad Michael Bloomberg's not running?
No, not at all. It's not my guy either. I don't got anybody. I got no horses in this race.
Who's your guy?
I think that having watched, but I would still say guy, even if it was a gal, just because it's sort of a figure of speech.
Yeah.
Got a guy.
I can call you dude.
I got a guy. I think having watched so much in Springfield, like when people think that I am one way or the other, I mean, there are things that I support. Like I believe in the right to bear arms, but I also believe in gun control. I believe in the freedom of the right for a woman to choose, but I don't think that should be without regard for the life of a fetus beyond a certain point. And I think that there should be, I mean, there's so many things that I think are down the middle that, but we've been driven to our corners. I do support gay marriage. That's just out and out. But I just don't, there's nobody that I'm drawn to in this campaign at all on either side of the aisle. So,
well, when I run.
Yes, I'll be drawn to you.
You'll be drawn to me.
Do I have any breaks before the...
I was about to get real awkward when you said, sorry, Scott, I'm still not voting for you either.
Yes, not voting for you.
No breaks. No, we can go right to the news.
No, because you want to defund Planned Parenthood. Do you want to defund Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood.
Come on, give us your talking points now, Scott.
Yeah, what's your talking point? Defunding a Planned Parenthood. Because that was my case. Kasich might have seemed a little bit logical until he did that.
Again, here's the thing.
Exactly.
We agree on it so much.
So there
it's
you go.
Weird.
So maybe
are you
going to
make deals, Scott?
Huge.
Are you going to make deals?
Make deals.
I will make deals that will be huge. And I will drop H's from my conversations. Huge.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Here with your news is Esmeralda
Leon. Houston.
Aw, this is adorable. Keep dancing. Everybody, look at Esmeralda's into it. This is great.
She's not doing the Carlton, though.
So, Craig, we lost a listener because we were Trump bashing. I think we were more marveling at the success of.
Well, we were calling him a fascist.
The words were used.
Well, if the shoe fits.
But here's the thing. Is that bashing or describing?
If the swastika fits.
I think the way we set up that premise was he described what a fascist was, and then we...
Answer the question.
Yeah.
But if he fills the definition of fascist, then is that a problem for you? I mean, does that make you? I mean, for, I mean, no, for, right. for Trump supporters, I mean, is that? I mean, if
you,
we go down
do
a
mind?
List, if, yeah, I mean, like, is then that? But right. maybe that person
is that a deal breaker?
Thinks that we're being mean towards fascism. I don't.
This text came from Erin, and she said, "I thought we were better than that. Can't listen to the show anymore because of all the Trump bashing."
Okay. Sorry, Erin. Mm-hmm. I'm not sorry. Not sorry, I guess.
And Erin also wants us to make fun of Hillary a little bit more.
She does have cankles.
Oh, my God.
My mom is going to hate that I said that.
Oh, damn. I call it the cankle caucus. That's her.
The cankle caucus.
The cankle caucus is the core mm-hmm. of Hillary's support.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Look at the numbers. Okay, you want us to give some love to Donald Trump? Here it is. He's gotten people involved. His numbers. Last week in Michigan, he, with four people running, he still had more votes than either Bernie or Hillary. He draws 2 to 3 times, the Republican primary has drawn 2 to 3 times as many voters as the Democratic primary.
Which I find
a little
disturbing.
Fact, too, that we shared yesterday. We invited Trump and anyone from his campaign onto this radio show. Anyone.
And supporters. 312-981-7200.
Including Erin.
And if you're mad about the Hillary comment, you can also call. My mom is going to be mad at me. She actually, she was
she's part of the Kinko caucus, then. Tell her
my
that.
Mother actually has spectacular ankles.
Really?
Yes.
My Scott mother's... Stantis, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. Did anyone not... see
don't tell ladies.
I don't think there's any love lost between my mom and Scott to begin with.
Do not tell ladies they got cankles.
Yeah. Were you guys looking at Esmeralda's face when he said that? That yeah. was amazing.
You do not tell older.
No, you didn't.
Older women, they got cankles. You're going to get a purse in the face.
But she's had them for a long time. She was not older when she had them to begin with. This is, I mean.
No, you want to bash Hillary? There's a much to bash about.
My mother was volunteered at a phone bank today for Hillary.
Really? How?
I really wish I could have heard how those phone calls went down.
How do you think they went?
I don't know.
Oh, you can do an imitation. Come on. It's just
hello?
Like,
this is, I'm calling for the Hillary Clinton campaign.
I can't vote for her. Now, what would your mom respond to that?
Why not?
The cankles.
I feel bad that I brought that up. I also Donald Trump has stupid hair. So.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. It looks like his head's being
Kasich. Kasich cut his own hair. What happened there? He's saving all
what
his campaign money.
What the heck was that? Did you notice that?
Know,
it's a new haircut that looks
there like there's something back.
What's
here.
That thing? They have it. It has the vacuum attached. To
yes,
the clippers.
A Flo-by.
It looked like he cut his hair with a Flo-by. It was like, what the hell
he
was
did.
That?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Now this is all look, not substance. We can disagree on her foreign policy as Secretary of State, mm-hmm. and we can.
She's worn some lovely suits. Yes, that's
I don't like her suits.
Oh, I do.
They're too blocky.
Ooh,
she needs a new stylist.
That. That could be. Someone, so she needs something that's a little more form. Like,
I think so.
That's true.
I mean, it can be form-fitting, yet not. Because I think most people think if it's form-fitting, ooh, it's vulgar.
Well,
it's going to be too much.
Bernie's posture is all sort of.
Well, he's an older man.
I know, but.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He looks like the crotchy old guy.
That's years and years.
Maybe a little massage envy for Bernie Sanders. So
an adjustment.
We loosen the muscles here. Yes.
Question. I need a judge's ruling on this. We got more text messages from
angry?
The 708. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want
is
them?
It Erin?
Yeah, Erin's still texting.
I thought she said she was not going to listen anymore.
No, she lied.
Oh.
About that part.
Here.
Do you want to hear this?
Only if the language is appropriate for the air. Yes, Esmeralda.
Well, you know, she turned it off and then went, oh, I need to hear what they're saying. So then she turned it back on.
Okay.
Oh,
this is only going to get worse. Thanks for making fun of me, Patty.
How am I making fun of you?
I don't know. I am just so tired of every show in WGN bashing Trump. Why not bash Hillary?
We just did.
I do not
we
vote
just
for
did.
Trump for no will I but.
What?
I don't know.
It's hard to argue with that.
I did not vote for Trump no will I but. I'm so tired.
I bet there's a following text.
Yeah, no. There is, but that actual text is completed with no will I but. I'm so tired of hearing the bashing.
The bashing?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think we're more describing.
Yeah.
Right? We were talking about fascism and whether or not he fits the criteria of fascism.
I don't think that WGN Radio is the only place that says what could be described as negative things about Donald Trump.
I'd say negative things about Cruz and Rubio as well, if you like. Kasich, also stupid hair.
Ted Cruz creeps me out.
He's Patty. So creepy. He's got, Griffin wants to know why he has creepy ears. Yes.
You have no candidate. You've said that on the
I
air
have
before,
no candidate.
So
yeah.
Obviously you're not pro anybody.
No,
that's
really
what that
not.
Means.
Really, really not.
Uh-huh. Well, Janine took the test and she came out Bernie.
Did she really?
Yeah, she really did. Just to show you
she
who
did the
I'm
test.
In.
Can you explain what the test was?
It was one of those online, who's your candidate?
Who's your guy?
Yeah, who's your guy?
Who's your
you
candidate?
You know who my guy was?
Who's your guy?
Jeb Bush. I'm not. It's like, really?
Now what do you do?
I just don't know.
No.
Well, my second,
what was the next one?
Hillary.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
So I'm not putting a lot of faith into this test. But.
Oh, that's fantastic. Considering you have pretty much a whole cartoon script, a cartoon that is, you know, skewers the sort of...
Yes, Aaron, you can read Prickly City, mm-hmm. and believe me when I tell you, mm-hmm. Honey Bunny is a...
No love lost
not
for Honey
so thinly veiled... fill-in for the former Secretary of State.
I thought there was an interesting moment when they went back and forth about the saving the auto industry. Say, you know, she takes money from Wall Street. You know, the idea that she's had to like play the game the way the boys did. And the thing about Bernie is he does come across to a lot of people as somebody who isn't going to take money. Doesn't kowtow to, like, you know, doesn't take these speaking fees. Does he take speaking fees?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't believe so.
I would imagine that.
As a U.S. senator, I don't think he can. It has to be at just a certain amount. It's not a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine that. Yeah, there's sort of some limitations on that. But I mean, like, once you get to a certain point and people want to pay you to talk, I don't know. Is it? It doesn't in the different places she's taken money from. You know,
well, but what's
that seems a little seedy to people.
It seems very
shady.
But she won't release her speech, which seems bizarre to me. Which
the content of the speech?
Yeah.
Oh.
That just seems strange to me. What, you know, because she says, I warned them.
The transcript or something, or what do you want?
Right, yeah, I want to know what she said.
Well, that was one of the questions they asked Bernie, mm-hmm. in the debate. Why do you think she's saying one thing in these speeches at closed doors to what she's saying in the public? And he's like, well, we'll find out if she releases those transcripts.
Now, I give speeches, like I give, you know, whether it's for healthcare providers or educators. I don't know that I would want, like, although I don't have transcripts. I kind of just make it up as I go. I do. I mean, not make it up, but I mean, I know I have my points that I want to hit, and then I tell stories in between. So there is no written transcript. I'm guessing she does have, you know, speeches, whether or not she has someone help her write them.
I think she could.
So you're looking for the content of those? Like, what?
Because typical Hillary, she said, you know, she builds up her own narrative, which is weird, seeing as she's a former senator and former Secretary of State. I think when she says, I, you know, lectured these guys on the dangers that they were with the mortgages and the bundling and all this stuff. And
well, that,
I think it's going
to
come
that
out to be
out,
that.
That came out to be true. I was looking at a fact check site that she had been for months been chastising the industry as far as the housing market
before
the bubble burst, before that happened, for months that she had been trying to ring the alarm.
Well, good for her. I think these speeches to the actual powers, it would be interesting. I mean, they may just be super mundane. They may just be the pot, you know, the boilerplate that she always gives, mm-hmm. and got paid $250,000 to give it.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, but like, would you turn that down? Is there a reason for her to turn them down?
Heck no. Well, if you're going to run for president of the United States, you should be selective. Mm-hmm. And it seems that the Clintons were just as long as the check cleared.
Wow, there's something called All the Terrible Things Hillary Has Done in One Big List.
Holy schmollies.
I know. How long is this list?
How big is that list?
How long would your list be? How long would my list be?
Someone named Brett Ahrens, the so-called charges of the last 20... Oh, this is actually probably a pro-Hillary one. Here they are. When she was first lady, she murdered White House lawyer Vince Foster and then dumped his body in the park.
That's not great.
She drove Vince Foster to commit suicide. She was having an affair with Vince. That's a lot of
which
Vince
one
Foster
was
stuff.
It?
She's a lesbian. Chelsea isn't Bill Clinton. This is so. Here you go, Aaron.
Oh, wow.
Go to MarketWatch.com and look at the list of all the things.
Well, that's not a bad thing if she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotta leave her alone
that
on that.
Not a negative.
Hey.
From the 847, real quick. when Bill was in office, they called them Billary. If Hillary wins, what do they call them?
Hillbill?
Hillbilly?
Hillbillery?
That doesn't seem right at all.
Hilliums? Did we go with the end of...
That's Billary. Billary? Did you say it was Billary? So this would be Hill...
Hillerum?
Mm-hmm.
Hillium? Helium? Because it's William, so great. I'm just...
So this list goes from outrageous to like a very favorable list of things about her. She's old. That's one of the things.
It goes from murdering people to...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's
really
a
ambitious and calculating.
Affair-having lesbian murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She secretly supported a group that wants to give Maine back to the Indians.
Well, now that's just practical. I mean...
I have never heard that one.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And who'd miss it, really?
Yeah, really.
Right?
Which Indians? I'm just curious.
Right? I don't know why you're looking for specifics here. Of course, it is just
like
the
which
Indians.
Ones?
Yeah, everyone knows
all
the
of
Indians.
Them.
Right.
His philandering is her fault because she is too strong and too weak and too frumpy and too fat and too cold. understand. This is the weirdest list.
Wait, like
of things.
Cold to touch?
I guess.
That's a okay. lot of mansplaining here.
She insulted Tammy Wynette.
She what?
She insulted Tammy Wynette.
Well, forget it. Mm-hmm. No one vote for her.
Do you know anybody who just always has cold hands, though? That is kind of
I
weird.
Do.
I don't always have cold hands, but...
All the time?
I know people with very cold... They always have cold feet and cold hands. And yeah. I never... And I'm very warm, so when... And I'm just... I'm like a little space heater.
Yeah, it's jarring. Mm. When you
it is, because you wonder, like, do you have a problem?
Have we...
Should you go to the doctor?
Yeah,
I get concerned.
Are you the undead?
Amen.
I just get very concerned. Circulatory problems.
Maybe. Have we satiated Aaron yet with the
opposite has happened?
Oh geez, keep yeah, going with the no. with the We've bad list. Then. What else? What else have we got? I got the. I think no, the no, main no. thing is my favorite.
She accused us of making fun of her and said that she was a longtime listener, even when we worked on Sundays together. So I actually texted her an apology, saying thank you for being a longtime listener. We were just responding to your original tone.
Yeah, I don't know how it's how.
And then she just said she didn't think she had a tone in her first set of text messages, but. Aaron, you literally said how you put a bunch of question marks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's
9 question marks.
Oh.
Saying,
wow, that's a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
That's
how could lot. We, you know, make fun of some and not others?
But thank you for signing it, though, because a lot of people won't put their names on it, so I do appreciate that.
No, it's nice to know.
She said it, and she stands behind it. A lot of people.
Well, and she's still listening now, so thank you for still being a loyal fan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are we going to say next?
Yeah.
That was always
like you, Aaron, for listening. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I want to hear more of the list, though.
Well, that list is ridiculous. My mom is going to be mad at me for reading any of it. Hold on, let me see.
Well, the Indians should have
Maine back.
Haven't they suffered enough? The least we can do is give them Maine.
Give them Maine back. How Hillary is already complicit with the next subprime mortgage. Oh, I don't think that's...
Actually, that's something to be watching, by the way, folks.
What?
Housing costs are going up very quickly all of a sudden, and...
Yeah,
It raises some red flags.
Oh, so it's not where people are getting mortgages again that they can't afford.
I suspect they are. If they're...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's. I'm trying to find more information. I'm sure there's a lot of things. You can find anything. You can find whatever facts and information that you want. You just Google it, and someone will make it up.
She's responsible for Zika.
Ooh, that's a shame. It's scary stuff.
It's hard to infect those little mosquitoes because it's apparently it's spread more by sex than they expected. So having sex with a mosquito is not easy.
Oh, boy, how do you get a condom for? You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis. In our booth, we have Craig Collins running the show. Woo. And taking care of Erin on our tech screen. How's she doing over there? Esmeralda is up in the newsroom, making sure that you have all the information you need to get us through the night.
Yes. I'm now confused because Erin is getting texts from other texters.
How is that possible?
I don't know. This is...
They're texting.
They put you on the group.
What do they
text?
Want to tell her?
And the 847 said, "Hey, Aaron, just to let you know, some people want to put the Trumpster into the dumpster."
Ooh, look at that!
Wow,
alliteration. Even. Yes,
that was nice.
It was very not alliteration. That was rhyming, I guess.
Yeah,
I was giving them.
My name is an alliteration.
Oh, there you go. Yes, CC. Mm-hmm. CC.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is Scott Stantis an alliteration?
Yes,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I never knew. I went 56 years on this planet.
You are illiterate.
You're not the first person to call me. Believe me. Is this Morella? Have you done something with your hair?
She has.
No.
You're streaky. You're all streaky.
Yeah, but that's because I've just been too lazy to go to the salon and get it redone.
Oh.
So this is just my hair, my color fading out.
Ah.
All the highlights
I have.
It's
lovely.
It looks
badass. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right, then. Scott, what are you working on now for the Tomorrow's Tribune, or what do you have coming up?
Tomorrow's Tribune is a discussion on how our legislature has taken a month off, even though nothing.
Yeah. Well,
I
think it's an interesting public discussion between, you know, the governor and Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the House, who has given them a month break. Every house in the seat is up for grabs.
Right.
They're all running for re-election. And some of them are opposed. Some of them, like Robert Martwick, is not opposed in his candidacy for the primaries on the Democrat ballot.
Well, the Duncan.
Ken Duncan and Juliana. What's her name? It's Juliana.
Juliana. Stratton.
Stratton, thank you very much. She was on Justin's show. We haven't heard back from her office, so it's hard to remember her name. Ken Duncan.
I need like a sounder for when we throw punches on the air.
Hoo-yah!
Hoo-yah! Hoorah! Right.
Hoorah! So we
that,
had...
that race is the first race in the primaries that's going to be head-to-head Madigan, Rauner.
Yeah, and which is funny because they're both Democrats.
Yeah.
Except that Ken Duncan is being financed partly by Governor Rauner.
Yes.
He's getting money. There are many of the reps who are getting funding, like they get a certain amount of money for being good
boys and girls. Here's, I think, the danger. They leave. They don't do anything. I mean, they did nothing.
And by the way, the Senate is in session. But the,
I sleep better knowing that.
Yeah, I know.
But the House
is
the House.
Do you have a teddy bear? How do you sleep? With a sound machine? What do you got going?
Like a little
humidifier?
a little rounder bear? Stuffed rounder.
I like that. All right.
Cuddle with.
You're adorable.
We spoon.
Sound machines just make me want to pee.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you ever the one with the frog? Like the, there's like
just
of
like
frogs.
The one frog making. Yeah.
Do
you I don't know what he's doing.
Listen to White Sounder?
I used to. I fall asleep to television. I fall asleep to Scandal. I do. I like repeats of Scandal.
I can't listen. You know, I listen to Gregorian chants.
What?
Yeah, so, which is very...
Could you have some Gregorian chants before the end of the show so we can help Scott get into the mood for bedtime?
Yeah, just
we're going to do a wake-up call in a little bit for Annabella Val. Yesterday, she was wide awake already, so hopefully she got a little more sleep. She wasn't waiting for our call, Annabella Val from the WGN Morning News.
You actually call her at home?
Yeah, we called Marcus LeShock.
What time?
On their cell phones at about 1:50. This is our new thing. We're doing a pretty late, pretty early wake-up call for the WGN Morning News.
Are they appreciative?
Well, I don't know about appreciative might be a stretch, but it's about when they're supposed to wake up.
We're concerned with them getting to work on time.
Yeah, and we want to help start their day.
That's horrible.
With a cheerful conversation on the air.
At this show, we have a unique position that we are awake when maybe they should be, so we give them a call.
I was thinking
so it's
that
a public service.
I was thinking at some point maybe we also are a wake up call for other people, but like maybe we could also like play with the like wake up call, like not just like when you're supposed to wake up, but also pay attention to some. It's your wake up call. Yeah, no, it's not.
No, that's
too
good,
much.
And we could just do everything.
Call you.
We could even call some people to tell them to go to sleep if we know they're still awake.
But then I'm worried about people giving us phone numbers to call because they could just give us somebody else like to prank them, and it seems like
that's a slippery slope.
We have to vet some of these.
Do we though? Because we're calling our news people and waking them up when they don't want to be woken up.
It's true.
We'll prank people.
Yeah, Marcus LeShock had 15 minutes left. We called him.
Yeah, but they know. They know the game.
They do a little bit. But we're going to start doing it randomly once we get all of their numbers. Pat Thomas, I have Pat's number, Pat Tomasulo. I have.
You didn't tell me that yet.
I know. I'm trying to figure
that number.
I know. All right, here, I'll give it to you off the air.
Okay, cool.
You want to be friends with him?
What's
that?
I want to call.
You're just really into it.
I am into Pat Thomas. Did you see his Bernie Sanders?
It was great.
It's amazing. Yes.
Hey, can you pull the audio of that and play it after the news?
Yeah.
Let's. Pat Tomasulo basically crashed a Kasich, Governor Kasich rally as Bernie Sanders. Have you seen this video?
No.
Yeah, we'll go in the producer's booth in just a moment and take a look at that.
Okay.
But yeah, I think at some point we have to expand our wake-up call to people who need to be up at about 1:50. If they're setting their alarm for 2 a.m., I think we're within our rights to call.
Can I say maybe the morning show?
The morning, like Steve Cochran?
Here?
Yeah, Steve Cochran, maybe Dave Ennett. I don't
know. Steve Krasanich.
Yeah, he's definitely got to be up by 2, don't you think? Right? He's
I would his, think yeah. so, mm-hmm. yes.
Vic Vaughn?
Yeah.
Right? Mary Vanderbilt?
If not, he should be. I mean, you know.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
A little Andrea Darlis. Mm-hmm. I think all these people. What, are you nervous for all of our coworkers?
I feel sorry for them.
Oh, you should make a wheel that we have to spin.
I'm saying.
That would be great. A wake-up wheel.
Wake-up wheel.
Scott, you feel sorry for people? What time do you wake up? Normal days. Because guess who's going to start getting phone calls as well? Mr. Scott Stantis.
Yes. I get up about 7:30, 8:30.
I heard 1:45.
Yeah, not anymore. And the nice thing is if we just get their voicemail, we catch them up on the show. We leave a long message. We fill the mailbox.
I don't know why that's funny, but that's hilarious.
This seemed completely logical to me. He's laughing too.
1:40 in the morning, that's absolutely the most logical thing you could possibly do.
You're making me think I'm doing something crazy. It just seemed like
no.
I'm awake. Why wouldn't anybody else be awake?
Yeah, again, public service. Our friends want to know what you did on the show. We're leaving it as a voicemail.
Yeah, they always. My friends complain they can't listen to the show.
Yeah.
And the next person that tells me, my family or one of my friends says, I wish I could listen to your show, we're calling them at 1:50. Time now for everything you need to know. Here is Esmeralda Leon.
This is not so much a question so much as it is a compliment. On behalf of all the American people, I want to thank you for bringing a little class to the Republican debates. Not talking billionaire class or billionaire class, but regular class. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bernie.
That's Pat Tomasulo from WGN Morning News crashing a Governor Kasich rally in Palatine, Illinois. That was pretty funny, actually.
And to the governor's credit, he called him up and...
Yeah, go roll with it.
Yeah.
Right. It was very funny. Right. I mean, I wonder if there was a moment where Pat was a little bit worried about his safety because it did not seem like it was coordinated at all with anybody involved with the rally.
Yeah, they did not seem so psyched
about it.
Well,
Craig was pointing out the security in the background was looking itchy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he was yelling for a good 45 seconds before they invited him up.
Yeah. I mean, you could see that it was somebody with a lot.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I worked with Pat Tomasulo on Saturday. We were up at Kohler, Wisconsin at the American Club. Craig, by the way, they have a beer festival coming up, so we are going to talk to them in the next week or so. It's the first week of April. They have the beer festival.
Ooh.
Apparently, you ride a bike to different beer stands. You just ride a little, drink a little, ride a little, drink a little. That seems safe.
Well, what could happen? Yeah, what
April
bad
3rd,
thing
I think.
When do you get to give the bike back because you cannot keep riding it?
I think you bring your own bike.
Oh, got it.
You just leave it there. Just a trail of
just a bunch abandoned
bikes.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yes. By the way, Rick Gieser has stopped by. He's in the booth, and we've offered him some pizza. And I was mentioning to Scott how much I dislike green peppers.
Yes.
And Rick was saying, we all know people in our lives and like what they dislike. I dislike green peppers severely on my pizza.
Wow.
It ruins the pizza.
Violently. You were
violently
angry.
Oddly enough, love anchovies on my pizza.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, hey now. That's a good
common thing. Ground.
All right, then. we can be friends. Yep.
Well, you and I can order the pizza because no one else will get anchovies. No. What's wrong with people? This is why America's going to hell.
Because they don't like anchovies?
Yes.
Delicious.
We're lacking in omega-3s.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Anchovies
and mercury.
Terrible. Can I just make sure that someone says it?
Do you like Caesar salad?
I've heard that anchovies are in my Caesar salad.
They are in your Caesar salad.
So I now no longer like that.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
So just the idea of
I may have liked it in the past.
That is ridiculous.
What?
Just because someone told you that something's in there. You're like a child.
I am exactly like a child. Yes.
Yeah,
that's like correct. when something's red.
Have you met Craig?
My mom used to say when I was little, I would ask if things were spicy,
uh-huh.
And they'd be like, no. And I'm like, but there's red stuff in there.
Right. Yeah, that means spicy.
I would immediately assume it was spicy when that's just a color.
Griffin doesn't like anything. Yeah.
Red is spicy.
Red is spicy.
That's what that means.
Griffin doesn't like anything that has like cream cheese texture or cheese. Like he doesn't like anything that
My
has...
brother won't eat lettuce.
Oh.
He says that it's the texture of lettuce. He just thinks it's
like
gross.
Iceberg lettuce or all lettuces?
All lettuce.
Like radicchio.
The entire lettuce family.
Arugula.
Does this include spinach?
Boston.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
On the birth of his second child, I did a Subway run and forgot to get the lettuce removed from his sandwich.
He lost
it? That turned into a bit of a fight that I wasn't expecting.
Because there's still parts of it. You can't get it all off.
Yeah, no, I was sort of just blindsided and, he just had a kid.
Oh, man.
So you got to be real nice about that.
By the way, speaking of food, I had Superdog tonight. That was
really?
So good.
Did you have a milkshake?
I did have a milkshake.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Oh, did you put whipped cream on your milkshake?
No.
Okay.
They don't have whipped cream at Superdog. Superdog is a legendary hot dog joint on the far northwest side of Chicago. It's got the old like car hop. You can pull up and push a menu.
Where is it?
It's at Milwaukee, Devon, and Nagel. Milwaukee, Devon, right there by that Obrider. There.
It's got the big hot dogs. One's in a Tarzan outfit. Mm-hmm. And one's in a girl outfit.
We walked by it. We had no idea what that was.
That's a Superdog.
Super dog.
What they did you think it was?
They got a box. It's a poppy seed bun with a Vienna hot dog.
I don't know. You know, did you see the DNA Info print edition we just got in the mail today that apparently a sex club was going to open in the Loop, and they have postponed it.
And that's pushed information about Superdog out of your head? How is that
related? She asked me what I thought when I saw the two hot dogs up there. I'm telling you what I thought.
Well, sex clubs probably don't... don't advertise with hot dogs.
And also, I just want to make sure he knows we don't all get the same DNA info in the mail because we don't all live in
the same neighborhoods
in this area.
Okay, well, I live in this. I live in the double. Yeah.
Well, didn't you say that there's, you know, people in high rises that there might be apartments that are being used for?
Oh, my apartment building has had at least three.
I didn't want to say it was his building, but I thought I would let him say that perhaps there was a building in the area.
Yes, no, my apartment building has been busted. The building's been around since, I guess, the late 70s, early 80s, and it's been at least three times prostitution rings have been busted there.
There you go.
Not since I've lived there that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, although, not to your knowledge.
Although there are times when there are young ladies in the elevator and you just go, well...
Oh, that's different, though, from sex clubs.
Okay.
Yes, they don't. We're, they don't. They don't have. Okay. They're not carrying signs of big.
So your DNA info informed you that there is a sex club moving into the area.
There was going to be, and apparently it's.
They didn't get the zoning.
I don't
what happened?
Know.
Yeah, it was over in River North. No, people complained. Neighbors got all up in arms.
What are there other sex clubs in the city? What am I missing out?
Probably you just don't know about them.
I don't know
because that's
about
what
them.
They do. They like to be on the DL.
I know that there are sex dungeons. How are they different from sex clubs?
Wait, what?
I think it could be the same thing, actually.
How is this a business, though? I don't understand. Do you pay to, like, get
in? You pay a membership.
Doesn't
that
sound like... It's a private club.
That sounds like prostitution, though.
No.
If I give you money
you're not
and
paying
I get
to
sex.
Have, no, you're not paying to have sex with people. You,
okay,
you
if
BYO
Ooh, there are reviews
person.
On Yelp for sex clubs.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. I don't know what to tell you.
We just glossed over BYO person.
Well, I wasn't going to say just the letter because I know that was going to go into an out of context.
I don't know what kind of situation
BYOP
that is.
Works too.
BYOP.
Well, I didn't want to know because that just sounds like an out of context.
No, but wait a minute,
like,
though.
Nah,
if you're,
not
if
do
you
it.
Pay money to join a sex club and you don't get sex, wouldn't you be angry? Wouldn't
no,
you,
but like, you don't want... go just expecting people to have sex with you. You go
You don't go
with
to a
someone.
Sex club expecting people to have sex with you.
No, but you go with someone or you meet up with someone
do
there.
Some people,
but,
like,
not,
go to play
but you're not
chess?
Exchanging money.
They... Okay.
Tired and
slapped around.
Tired and tacky, so annoying confused. Music, lots of drug use. This place is STD Central. Nasty, rude clerks at the check-in window. If you're over 30 and or 175 pounds, you're likely going to be regarded as... Oh, I can't use that word. Okay, then. Yeah, that's a Yelp review of a sex club in Chicago.
Hmm.
Let's
see. What's the name?
These all seem to be men's... this one was... One's called Hunkamania.
Hunkamania.
In Westtown Wicker Park. Sins Asian. The Pink Monkey.
How is this not
a strip
legal?
Club? That's a strip club.
Oh, adult entertainment. Okay.
You should look
gay
up.
Bars.
If you want to look up, there's Man's Country and there's Steamworks and
yes.
there's the Jackhammer. Which
she,
I believe
she's actually
like a
not looking
room.
At a screen. She knows
no,
this.
No, I know these things.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I've never been in because I'm, you know, I'm a girl. I'm not allowed.
How is this not illegal? I don't understand.
Well, those
the
are those are bathhouses.
Right.
Okay. What's,
Man's
what's
Country,
that?
I believe, is a bathhouse, and Steamworks is definitely a bathhouse.
What's a bathhouse?
It's where you can take, and this is different from the Korean spas. You can take showers and steams and things like mm-hmm. that, and just there's rooms in there where you know things are what? Done there. But it's not a it's not like Steamworks goes, yeah, this is what we do. It's just like that's what happens
Patty?
There now.
I know you're showing something hilarious to Scott Santis, but also. Just for a second, I have my hands in the air. I'm curious. Sometimes we find out that people on our show are also kind of experts in stuff.
Yeah,
Esmeralda is demonstrating an expertise.
Yes,
no,
she
I just,
on
the I have a
sex
lot
world.
Of, well, yeah, I just know a lot of I have a lot of gay friends. I know a lot of gay friends. Got a lot of gay people.
Nice, mm-hmm. cool. I know the
but
gays.
No,
I hear
I know
some of them are nice.
Who are adventurous?
Yeah, they're into stuff like that. And like I've been to the Jackhammer, which is a bar. It's just a gay bar, but there's like this room that you can go downstairs into. And I'm super curious, like, what's going down down there? I mean, I know what's happening. But,
you have
you know.
To pay extra to go down there?
No, you just can't. Well, I can't.
You have to
girl.
Have, you have to, right.
And you have to be wearing a costume.
I don't know.
I was told I could go down there, but I would not be allowed to wear a shirt. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Wait.
I'll just keep whatever's in my head.
Go ahead. You go, Patty. It's your head.
Yeah, Patty.
A costume or shirtless? These are the
well,
only two options?
For me.
Okay. For you.
For a girl. But I think, well, no, I think you do have to go down with a costume. Because I remember seeing people come up in like cowboy outfits. And I was like, wow. All right.
Was there an Indian, a construction Giddy-up. Worker? And a mm-hmm.
Probably.
Because then it's the village people.
Leather daddies and such. Yeah. Like I've been to the IML, which is International Mill Leather. They held it at the Double Door 1 year. And it was like a beauty pageant, but for bears. Oh yeah, it was a bear beauty pageant. Like hefty gay men. Hefty, hairy gay men.
312-981-7200 for any and all of your sex world questions. Esmeralda Leon is taking all those.
Did you know it's against Chicago law to have a swing club, though, in the great...
See, this swing clubs in Chicago for first-timers on Reddit.com.
I thought some of this stuff was illegal.
Mm-hmm. No, the swing clubs were. I was pretty sure. Am I incorrect?
There are no swingers clubs in Chicago proper. The two clubs are out in the burbs and require a car to reach.
But they can have a thing called a meet club, which is you go to a restaurant or a bar and everyone gets together and the group goes, hey, let's go back to someone's place.
I thought that if you gave money to people and your expectation was sex, that was illegal.
Well, yeah. No, but
I thought
you're
that
thinking...
You couldn't hand money... And then sex happened.
Yeah, but how you're saying it is that person that
occurs.
You gave the money to will
you
have
sex
with
sex
you for
with
those.
That person.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how it's
for
illegal.
Those services.
So if I gave money to someone else, I'm so confused right
now.
No, but let's say you
pay
a cover charge at a bar, meet a young lady and you go home. You didn't pay for sex with her. You paid to get into the establishment.
To have sex there.
Could then a prostitute have like a friend come with and I pay the friend
no,
and then I can have sex with the prostitute?
That would be a pimp, yeah.
What are these places? Have you ever heard of these? Club Release, Club Meet for More, Couples Choice, Party Perks 847, Couples Playhouse, Private Affairs. No? No one's ever heard of any of these?
No, these kind of sound on like the level of Sybaris.
Mm. Ooh, what are they?
They're supposed to be swingers clubs.
In the city of Chicago.
Let me see. Let's see. Couples Only. Come on.
Now, Sybaris
Northern
is a
Illinois.
Bad thing, right?
Yeah, wait a minute. So how about that, Craig?
No way! Actually, I'm not a born and raised Midwestern
Chicago,
person.
The Sybaris Club.
So when I heard of Sybaris, I thought that sounded like a really fun concept to have like a pool in your hotel room. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but what do you think they're going to do in there?
I didn't think about that part.
What do you think?
That's not healthy. That's
the slide?
That's how kidney infections happen.
Yeah.
Did you think people are just like, I'm going to swim in that little
pool? That's exactly
pool.
What I thought, actually. Yes.
Wow.
I thought it was really fun. Like, hey, you know, there's a pool in the hotel and you got to share that with other people, but why not your own? That sounds cool. Mm-hmm. Get to like maybe there's a diving
board.
Oh, you
board. Naive little
you can do
boy.
Tricks.
It's adorable.
No, it's a sex
so
pool.
So cute.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. And then there are the Dungeons, Galleria Domain 2, Chicago's premier kink club.
Is that
almost,
in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. I almost went to one of those because I was super curious and I have a friend who has a connection and he said that he could have gotten me and whoever wanted to go in, but we never did it.
A quick text from the 219. If you didn't lose some of your listeners, some of your Trump supporters with your last segment, you probably lost them now.
Oh, stop being such a fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, come on.
We're learning stuff.
I took notes.
We're fascinated. This is a part of our, you know, a scene that we don't know anything about. We're taking a peek behind the curtain. Esmeralda has displayed her expertise in this area.
I will never go to Sybaris. I learned that.
Yeah, don't go there. Yeah,
okay. Hey, and Trump supporters, you think?
Unless we're proven wrong. I mean, just don't go in there with a black light. That's all.
Oh, no.
If I rent like one for just myself, though, are people going to get confused by that? Because I just want to have a day of pool stuff.
Yeah, a little you time.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, we could not have lost the Trump people. This is the candidate who brought up his own penis in a debate.
His own penis size.
Yes. So
he didn't bring up his
penis. I don't think we've lost them. If anything, we've gotten them back.
I don't, was that Aaron again?
No, well, there's also a text from the 815. I went from being remotely interested into what you guys are talking about to being full-on interested. I want to hang out with you guys. And then another person from the 708, roar, baby, ha, 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 this is great.
There you go.
Craig, you need to put the adult warning back on. Sorry, 708.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get a chance.
Actually, yeah. The most adult thing I think that's been talked about lately.
I think we're just going to embrace our adultness. We don't need to warn people anymore.
There you go. We're not warning
them. We're grown-ups.
We are grown-ups. Everyone's a grown-up.
Deal with it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
When we come back, we're going to see we know Esmeralda is awake because she's got to be here for our show for the rest of the morning with Nick D. By the way, let's see what's coming up on Nick D's show. I should make sure I know about that. Classic Cinemas in Woodstock has put together a tribute to Harold Ramis. Find out which movies they are screening and the cool memorabilia they'll have on hand with Nick D. And that's coming up after 2:30. But we're calling Annabella Val. You know what? If anyone has anything they want us to share with Annabella Val, give us a text at 312-981-7200. What do you want to say to Annabella Val? And we'll share that when we call her with her wake up call. It's a pretty late, pretty early wake up call for the WGN Morning TV News team. After this, there we go. Let's get our wake up call into Annabella Val, who is filling in for Lourdes Duarte on WGN Morning News. She was fantastic yesterday morning. She had to do, she's doing 2 hours. She's doing the four to 6 a.m. time, right? And then she went out and did her, she went out and did the around town. Yeah, this is Annabella Val's phone ringing right now. I hope that I didn't get this wrong and that like tonight she's sleeping in. I would feel really
well,
bad.
She's not out.
Yeah.
Just
it was a nice conversation. It was what was great is we never get a chance to talk to each other. We made plans to go to lunch next week now that we've been doing the wake-up call with Annabella Val. Annabella Val. We're going to get more phone numbers. I would call Pat, but I'm not entirely sure. Like I would hate to wake up his wife, too. Like I don't
Your
think...
call has been forwarded
oh, here
to
we go.
Automated...
Here we go. That's.
Now, we're going to have to skip a little bit of this because we don't want to
We don't know what information she shares. Yes.
Yeah. Here, hold on. I'm going to listen to it. You talked amongst yourselves.
All right. You go ahead and listen to it. We'll be here. Yeah, there's Annabella Val's voicemail. Let us know when we can start leaving her a message. And we'll catch her up on the whole show because she never gets a chance really to listen to the show. Are we in her voicemail right now?
I believe we might be in her voicemail.
Good morning, Annabella Val.
Good morning.
Esmeralda, did you want to say hi to Annabella Val?
Hi, Annabella Val.
Annabella Val.
Annabella Val.
I love
That's not her name.
It's a beautiful name.
She just mumbled.
And I know that she's getting ready for the morning news. I want to tell you, you did a great job yesterday, Anna.
Yeah, so good.
It was, you were beautiful. I love that dress. Great mm-hmm. necklace. Her hair looks fantastic.
You said she was on from four to six, and then
yes.
what else?
And then she did the Around the Town segment. She had to go all the way from the studio over by Lane Tech at Bradley Place and go all the way to Jefferson Park. She covered a secondhand store for pet supplies in Jeff Park.
She's like a superhero.
She's like a superhero.
She's exactly like a superhero. Yes.
She flew over there.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should do. They should give Anna rides in the helicopter.
Although, oh, that'd be really cool.
And then she drops out with a parachute.
Oh, I like that. Or
it
like
WGN on it.
Part of that sounds dangerous.
But she'll do. She's very adventurous and she's very fit, so she can do all that stuff.
You think that Annabella Val mm-hmm. would jump out of a helicopter mm-hmm. with a parachute?
Yes, I am sure that I'm positive Annabella Val would jump.
She would
out
do
of
it solo,
she's
or would
that
she
brave.
Have like a guy strapped?
No, just solo. I mean,
I'll bet she has jumped out of a parachute before.
Right. You can control it. Mm-hmm. You can control where
yeah.
it goes.
Yeah.
No, wait.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. Let's be honest here. Annabella Val, would you actually jump? Would she have to hit a target?
I don't know.
Well, she would land right in front of wherever she's going and then go
How
around
cool
town.
Would that be?
Yeah. I don't think we should. We don't have to make her like.
It seems like she really cares about what her hair looks like, too. I feel like that would really mess up your hair.
Yeah,
well, but you're right.
But she's willing to do whatever it takes to get the segment done.
Exactly.
They give her an assignment. Yeah.
She takes that helmet off and shakes her head
yeah.
and then just goes, it looks gorgeous again.
Oh, yeah.
It does. She does. And she also has a wonderful, like, she has a great hat that when she needs to, she also employs that. So she
what kind
great.
Of hat is that?
It's like a nice little...
A strategic hat?
It's, I don't know if it's a strategic hat. She'll text us later. She'll tweet out later what kind of hat that it is that she wears. She's spectacular. You've got to go to her Instagram page. She has some photos of her in these really stunning gowns that she got to try out for the Academy Awards. Really beautiful. The red one was my favorite, Anna. Annabella Val.
Now, by the way, if we're just catching her up on stuff we talked about from the 312, mm-hmm. We had a texter about our last segment say they wish they could put a condom over their radio.
Oh, yeah, Annabella Val, we were talking a little bit about some adult
yeah.
topics.
We did not practice safe radio.
We covered some. Yeah.
We did not. We covered some. There are some sex clubs in
Doesn't
Chicago.
Doesn't make sense.
Sex dungeons.
Illegal.
If she wants an around town segment.